This is Michael Josephson for the Josephson Institute of Ethics. It's not just an excuse for a three-day weekend or a day of barbecue and beer. Memorial Day is a time for Americans to connect with our national history and core values by honoring those who gave their lives fighting for this country. It's said the special day, set aside to salute fallen American soldiers, was born during the Civil War in Mississippi when a group of grieving mothers and wives who were placing flowers on graves in a Confederate cemetery noticed a neglected graveyard for Union soldiers. Knowing these ignored tombstones marked the resting place of young men equally loved and missed, the Southern women cleaned the Union cemetery and decorated the grave sites with flowers. In 1882, Decoration Day became a national holiday. Later, the name was changed to Memorial Day. In 1996, Carmela LaSpada met with a group of schoolchildren on the Mall in Washington, D.C. She asked them what Memorial Day meant. They said, that's the day the pool opens. Deciding children should know why they are free and who paid for their freedom, she generated an idea for a moment of remembrance adopted by Congress in 2000. Today, you and your family can honor a national moment of remembrance by pausing at 3 p.m. local time to observe in your own way a minute of silence devoted to contemplation or prayer on behalf of our fallen heroes. During my minute, I'm going to think about and thank the thousands of American troops who are in harm's way in Iraq and Afghanistan. This is Michael Josephson reminding you that character counts.